بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن القوي خير واحب الى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير، احرص على ما ينفعك، واستعين بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا وكذا، ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل، فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المؤمن القوي, a mu'min who is strong in iman. This word قوي literally translates that someone is strong. There's a possibility of both meanings. One is that a person is physically strong, or the other possibility is it means a person whose iman is strong. However, ulama have given preference that Rasulullah refers to somebody whose iman is strong. Because to establish the correct meaning of it, if it was physical strength, he would have said a rajulul qawi, that is a strong man. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Mu'minul Qawi. So in that is ishara, is indication that is referring to the strength of the iman of a person. So who is Mu'minul Qawi? Who is a person whose iman is strong? One meaning ulama give, it is that person whose gaze, whose conviction is not on the means, but instead he focuses on Musabbibul Asbab, the one who brings the means into existence, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His reliance, his trust, his dependence is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, the author of the kitab, he gives the explanation of Mu'minul Qawi. He says that person who has true desire and conviction in akhirat, and he exerts himself excessively towards the amal of akhirat. So this is a goal which every one of us should aspire to. That is to develop and strengthen our iman, to become what Rasulullah ﷺ refers to as mu'minul qawi. That is a mu'min of strong iman. So Nabi ﷺ says that mu'minul qawi, a person of strong iman, is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than mu'minul da'if. Mu'minul da'if means a person with weak iman. And thereafter Rasulullah says, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ. In both of them there is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves both of them. It doesn't mean that if a person has weak iman, then now he is completely rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to a kafir, compared to a disbeliever, the whole world full of disbelievers. Have the whole world full of disbelievers on one side and person on the other side with weak iman, Allah Ta'ala loves this person with weak iman more than the whole world of disbelievers. This principle that is found in this hadith, Rasulullah says, Al-Mu'minul Qawi khayrun wa ahab ila Allah min al-mu'minul da'if. That a mu'min, a person of strong iman, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person of weak iman. And then this clarification, wa fi kullin khayr. However, in both of them there is good. This principle that is found in this hadith, in eloquence, in the principles of eloquence, of Arabic eloquence, what we call balagha, this is something that is called ihtiraz. That is when one clarifies something, after making a statement, there is a possibility that the audience may adopt a meaning which was not intended. What is the meaning that was not intended? To completely negate a person of weak iman. The Prophet didn't intend that. The intention here was to show the superiority of the person of strong iman compared to the person of weak iman. But not to completely negate the person of weak iman, he said, وَفِي كُلِّ الْخَيْرِ. In both of them there is good. This principle we find exercised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many places in the Quran. Example of this, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah Ta'ala compares the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says that there were those Sahaba that brought Iman before Fatih Makkah, before the conquest of Makkah. And then there were those Sahaba who brought Iman after the conquest of Makkah. Comparing these two, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَسْتَوِي. The two can never be equal. The one who brought Iman before Fateh Makkah, before the conquest of Makkah, is superior to that group of Sahaba who brought Iman after the conquest of Makkah. But Allah Ta'ala clarifies, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. However, all the Sahaba, we have taken the oath that we will give Jannah to every one of them, whether they brought Iman before Fateh Makkah or after Fateh Makkah. So, in comparing these two, there was a possibility that the audience might feel that the Sahaba that brought Iman after Fateh Makkah were being completely negated. So we find this clarification, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Like we find the clarification in Hadith, وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ. In both of them there is good. Another example of this, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah Ta'ala says that the one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah, the two can never be equal. Allah has given rank and superiority to the one who strives in the path of Allah with his wealth and his life over the one sitting at home. However, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Both of them we have promised Jannah. Doesn't mean that the one who sits at home is completely negated. No. Allah Ta'ala wants to show the superiority of one over the other. So as I mentioned, this principle is called ihtiraz, this clarification, so that a meaning is not taken that is not intended. وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ. Both of them, there is good in them. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. My respected brothers, time is very, very limited. It is not possible to completely explain these ahadiths. But just this one expression, and on this, inshallah, from here we'll carry on the next occasion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives advice. And really, just this one expression of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can write volumes on it. He would speak just a few words, but they would be voluminous in meaning. He says, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. He said, become very, very desirous of that which is beneficial to you. Ulama explain, whether dunya or deen, whether aspects of your daily life or whether your deen, there are choices in front of you. Sometimes they say something that is in front of you, something you are about to do, will fall into one of three categories. Either it is beneficial to you, or it is harmful to you, or there is no benefit and harm in it whatsoever. You are about to embark on something, you are about to do something, you're going to utilize your time and your energy in something. That thing which you are about to do either falls into one of these three categories. Either it is beneficial to you, either it is harmful to you, or there is no benefit or harm. So what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? Dunya or deen, don't get involved in something that has no benefit whatsoever. And don't get involved in something that is harmful. Choose to use your time and your energy in something that is beneficial to you, whether dunya or deen. Now when it comes to aspects of deen or dunya, you are about to embark on something. You're going to give your time and your energy, you're going to expend your time and energy on something. However, this thing which you are about to do, either is going to benefit your deen or is going to benefit your dunya. Always choose that activity which is beneficial to your deen. Because if you make your deen, Allah will make your dunya through your deen. But if you're always choosing to involve yourself in activities, this business enterprise, that business enterprise, at the expense of your deen, you are using your time in activities at the expense of your deen. If a person makes his dunya, but his deen is not made, then that same dunya will destroy his deen. That is why everything that we do, when it comes to the utilizing of our energy and our time, then choose, that means like, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُ. This thing I'm about to embark on, this work I'm about to do, holidays are coming now. A lot of us are deciding beforehand, what activity must I do? We plan activities for our free time. All the time we are planning our activities. Use this principle, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُ. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُ. Choose to engage yourself in something that is beneficial to you. Sometimes there is a choice in front of you. Both are deeni choices. Both are deeni choices. In that case, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, look at which is more beneficial from the two. Hazrat Ilyas Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say, jo جو آلہ میں لگ کر جو آلہ میں لگ کر ادنا کے اندر جو نقصان ہوا اس کی تلافی ہو سکتے, لیکن جو ادنا میں لگ کر آلہ کے اندر جو نقصان ہوا اس کی تلافی نہیں کبھی نہیں ہو سکتے. You should say that even in deen, if you have two choices in front of you, something is more superior, something is less superior. We heard the verses of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala has compared. Allah Ta'ala says the one sitting at home, the one striving in the path of Allah, the two can never be equal. Yet, there is good in both of them. There is good in both of them. But one compared to the other is more superior. So like that one example of this classical example, once a jamaat was returning from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sahabi was in that jamaat, they passed by a little stream. There was some lush grass, some lush land in front of it. So the sahabi thought to himself, why don't I settle down here? I'll have a few goats, few sheep. They will graze on the land. I'll do a little bit of farming. I'll make Allah's ibadat morning till night. I'll worship Allah. I will have cut myself off from everyone. No ghibat, no backbiting, no hurting the feelings of anyone, no running anyone down. No, I won't come into contact with anyone. I'll make ibadat from now till I die. And I'll do nothing else. Now this is a beautiful intention. His intention is to make his akhirat, to serve Allah in ibadat to the exclusion of any other activity. This intention, this is one choice he had. The other choice is to strive in the path of Allah. So he said, before I make my mind up, let me put this in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take his mashwara. So the sahabi approached Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what I intend doing. I'm cutting the incident short. The crux of the riwayat, or the crux of the response that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him. He had two choices. Both were deeni. Both were beneficial for his akhirat. One was superior to the other. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, no, do not do this. Why? Because when you will strive in the path of Allah, لَمَقَامُ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, one moment that you will spend striving in the path of Allah is better than 70 years of whatever ibadat you will do individually. So both is beneficial. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi advised him to choose that which is more beneficial. Why? Coming back to what Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi said. What did he say? If you engage yourself in something inferior in deen, what you lose out in the superior thing, you will never be able to recover it. But if you engage yourself in something that is superior, what you lose out in the inferior thing, you will always be able to recover it. So our time that we have, our life that we have, these opportunities that we have all the time in dunya and deen is an amanat, a trust. So utilize your mind. احرس على ما ينفعك. Choose to engage yourself in that which is beneficial to you. And if both things are beneficial, choose that which is more beneficial to you. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.